AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. President Biden and the leaders of America's top Asia-Pacific allies are heralding new cooperation as they face growing challenges from North Korea and China.
As they met at Camp David.
Today, we've made history.
Today will be remembered as a historic day.
We are indeed making a new history as of today.
The president and his counterparts from South Korea and Japan, through interpreters, agreed on boosting security and economic ties and to staying in quick touch if any threats arise in the Pacific.
That means we'll have a hotline to share information and coordinate our responses.
The president says all three countries are stronger and the world safer when they stand together. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Residents of Yellowknife, the capital of Canada's Northwest Territories, have been heeding warnings to evacuate as a wildfire burns toward the city of 20,000. As for Hawaii, the Federal Emergency Management Agency has approved more than $5.6 million in assistance to nearly 2,000 households in Maui following its devastating wildfires, the money going for clothing, food, transportation, and housing. Meantime, Hurricane Hilary has grown to Category 4 strength off Mexico's Pacific coast. The National Hurricane Center says a tropical storm watch has been issued for Southern California, the first time that's ever been done. John Cancellosi at the National Hurricane Center.
We're showing the system moving to the northwest through the weekend and then maybe turning to the north. And as it does that, it's going to pick up speed. So it's going to start moving faster and faster to the coastline. And we're actually showing the system moving inland over Southern California by Sunday night.
A tornado reported in Rhode Island today, a rarity. It lifted a car off a highway as summer storms again swept through New England. No reports of injuries at this point. This is AP News. Stocks have been slumping this August, so how'd things go today? Seth Sutel has the AP Markets Report.
Wall Street limped to a mixed close on Friday, marking its third losing week in a row. The S&P 500 barely budged, ending the day down by less than 0.1%. It lost more than 2% for the week, like other U.S. indexes. The Dow edged up 25 points. That's less than 0.1%. The Nasdaq Composite slipped 0.2%. August has been rough for the stock market, which has given back close to a third of its huge gains over the first 7 months of the year. That's in part because a rapid rise in bond yields has forced investors to reconsider whether stocks have gotten too expensive. Investors got some relief on Friday as the yield on the 10-year Treasury note pulled back to 4.25%. Rising Treasury yields have been pushing mortgage rates up to their highest levels in more than 20 years. Seth Sutel, New York.
Thank you, Seth, and thank you for listening. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.